David Cameron will campaign to leave if EU leaders don't agree to in-work benefits demands. By Peter Foster, Europe editor, and Matthew Holehouse, The Telegraph, December the 2nd. David Cameron has told European leaders that he'll campaign to leave the European Union unless they cave into demands to curb in-work benefits for newly arrived EU workers for 4 years, The Telegraph can reveal. Mr. Cameron's demands were made in a series of stormy and intense bilateral meetings in Brussels and Paris on Sunday and Monday with Jean-Claude Juncker, Donald Tusk and other senior officials. The Prime Minister is demanding European leaders grant him a new protocol to the EU treaties that will enable Britain to discriminate against workers arriving from Poland, Hungary and other poorer EU states. He travels to Bulgaria today for discussions with Boyko Borisov, the country's Prime Minister, to press the case for reforms. Faced with a wall of opposition and pleased to negotiate for longer, Mr. Cameron is planning to force a deal from the EU leaders with a take-it-or-leave-it offer at a Brussels summit in 2 weeks' time. This would open the door to a referendum as early as next April, or more likely June. There's alarm among British diplomats that yes and no campaigns are running neck and neck in the polls, with concerns about the migration crisis, which is expected to flare again next summer, thought to be fueling support for a Brexit vote. Donald Tusk, the European Council President, warned that reaching a deal so soon will be very, very difficult, and revealed he'd urged Mr. Cameron to wait until February, saying the risk of failure was very, very clear. But he admitted that Mr. Cameron felt timing was crucial to winning the referendum. Mr. Tusk has ordered Mr. Cameron to produce a new text within days if he wants a December deal, something Britain regards as completely unnecessary, given that Mr. Cameron produced his written demands last month. A source said, Cameron told all the leaders he needs this 4 years welfare reform to win the referendum, and if he doesn't get it, then he might be forced to campaign for out. People were very shocked. A second EU diplomat source confirmed that account. The Cameron position will make the negotiation very, very difficult. I think it's clear now that Cameron wants this and believes his political future now depends on winning. A source close to the UK negotiations said, the thing Europe needs to understand is this is not really a list of demands which we expect to see whittled down by a process of negotiation. We could tinker at the margin, but we're clear that fundamentally this is what we need to win the referendum. The British demand reopens the need for treaty changes and flies in the face of repeated warnings from European capitals that Europe will not compromise on the core principle of non-discrimination. Mr. Cameron has not completely ruled out alternative approaches to remove the pull factor of the British benefits system, but officials say he will not accept too much compromise. Tom Scholar, the Prime Minister's chief European advisor, was in Brussels this week for meetings to decide how to push forward the negotiation. Mr. Cameron is understood to have voiced personal irritation with the so-called Sherpas, the EU officials and technocrats, who keep coming up with legal objections to his demands, and wants to take the debate direct to politicians in order to force decision-making. Another alternative being discussed is to formulate a broader political agreement this month, with an intention to work out technical details before February, when the European Council next meets. Mr. Tusk said the most likely format of a deal was a political declaration, agreeing changes at a later date. If I understand well Cameron's intentions, he needs honest and responsible declarations from all member states that they are ready to change some rules according to what he expects. We are not talking about legal actions and procedures. It's impossible to prepare the whole legal process before the referendum, he said. The British decision to take a maximalist position that effectively forces Europe to choose between defending its principles and keeping Britain in the EU is a major gamble, according to one senior analyst. Charles Grant, director of the Centre for European Reform, a pro-EU think tank, warned that Downing Street was risking a major miscalculation about the extent to which key EU countries would bend in order to keep Britain in. If the British really say, give us this protocol for an opt-out for existing rules on in-work benefits, or we will campaign to leave, then I believe that many of our European partners would rather see us leave than sacrifice the fundamental EU principles of non-discrimination.